That's all we wanted.
All right, guys, we're back. Welcome finally to our first iteration of Raw Barbell Club in our new space.
The stylish edition.
The stylish edition, yeah. So for those that don't know, prior to the lockdown, prior to this pandemic, Raw Barbell Club used to reside in its own space, two blocks down.
Not very far.
Not very far. And what happened was when lockdown happened and we were obviously shut down and we couldn't
isolated,
operate.
Isolated, some would say.
Yeah, in isolation, we decided to not make us being isolated the reason that we're apart.
Yep.
And we merged. We came together.
Brought together nicely.
Mm. Someone said to me the other day, it's really cool that your logo and the Style Fitness logo are so similar. Like your color scheme is perfect for each other.
It's like someone intended this, not initially, but someone went back and made adjustments so that was the case.
Yeah.
If only that was the case.
Yeah, and I don't remember who it was. And look, I don't mean to bag you out if you were the person, but I was like, dude, like I changed my logo to look the same.
Quite clear. Quite clear.
But it is funny that's something.
It's just like, you know, they're just optimistic people and they're great. Just
they
like,
great.
That's just the best. It's so lucky that worked out. And you're like, I hope you live your life this way because it's a nice existence.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of things are not accidents.
Yeah, like exactly. Just like they live their life through serendipity and just like assuming that's the case. And that's a life you'd want to live.
Oh, it is. But anyway, welcome guys to the Raw Barbell Club podcast. Like I said, we're back. This is Ash, one of our coaches at Raw Barbell Club.
Hello.
You can follow him at Next Step Strength on Instagram.
Yep.
I'm Andy, owner of Raw Barbell Club. You can follow me at Train With Andy on Instagram. And you can follow, obviously, Raw Barbell Club at Raw Barbell Club on Instagram.
Excellent.
To begin, you've been reading The Way of Kings, which is one of my favorite books. And this, we're not going to start off by talking about training. We need to get into it.
We need this as foreplay.
Yes.
It is a long, arduous foreplay. Way of Kings, you said reading, it's more of a rereading situation. Rhythm of War coming out this November, fourth installment of the Stormlight Archives.
Which is a fantasy series.
Fantasy
by the way,
series.
By probably the greatest author of our generation.
Absolutely. I think you'll be greatest author of all generations by the end of Stormlight Archives.
Yeah, probably also one of the most prolific authors.
Definitely does write. Like, he brings out probably a novel of significant length and quality every year, I would say. And then also, books of the Stormlight Archives are well over 1,000 pages, so they come out every 3 years. So compared to other authors bringing out that sort of body of work over their entire, like, maybe they'll do 3 or 4 books over 10, 20 years, he's doing that. Like, he's only been around for, like, less than 20 years, and he has multiple, like, polished, well-done series in that genre, such as Mistborn.
The love that I have for authors of his quality, of his stature, is that I grew up not playing sports. Mm. I played a lot of sports, but I grew up not being good at any sports.
Good caveat.
Yeah, I lived my life through characters and books and TV series. Is
it like the quote, like, someone that doesn't read only lives one life. If you read, you live 1,000.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I think we just got to, like, also put the caveat. Both Andy and I, like, really dig fantasy and sci-fi stuff. I don't think that's... it will be obvious in the next few minutes, but, like, don't think that's been expressed.
No, it hasn't. And what was really funny is, so... Well, let's tell your story a little bit, because you first reached out to become a member of Raw Barbell, like, how many years ago?
It was a bit ago. It was maybe 2 years ago, and it was more of a, didn't really like the gym, this gym's close, I'll try it out. And I was also, like, sort of doing coaching, and I was like, I could sort of do this, was not anywhere qualified or ready to be a coach. It was just on a whim, on a somewhat silly decision. Not silly, it wasn't silly, it was just more on a whim. Came down, tried it out, wasn't for me at the time. And then, what, a year and a bit passed, met again at a couple comps. You helped me out, I helped you out in a couple of comps, especially in the Super Total comp at Aridi. And then I think you released this podcast, Super Total podcast with Steve. I reached out and says, I've got a few ideas that could be interesting to just debate, talk about. You're like, let's make it a podcast. Made it a podcast. You're like, well, this is up to you. What, this part of the story. What did you think after that?
I was like, this is someone that I need as part of my team. And I sat on it for about a day. And I was like, Kush, I know I make a lot of stupid spending decisions, re the gym, but we need to hire this guy instantly. He's so smart, so intelligent, so passionate. And I think he's going to be the thing that takes us to the next level.
Next step, if you will.
The next step, yeah. And that's when I made you the offer. Like I
Yeah,
was
you just
like,
like
hey.
come down, and it was like a day later, and I was like, yes. Because, like, even when I say, well, that's why I rebuked when I said silly decision, it wasn't a silly decision. I just wasn't ready, like, personally or professionally, to actually be a coach of this sort of gym or facility. I just wasn't ready in that year and a half time. I
I
actually.
also wasn't ready to take you on as a coach at that
So.
time. So like it's like both things had to line up. It's just hilarious that you tried to work for me and it didn't work out, and then you're working for me now and I am, like so
Not unhappy.
yeah, I'm so happy that you're part of the gym
Yeah,
and
and
doing what you're doing.
I love being here, but again, like, I didn't have my level of expertise or confidence back then at
Yeah.
all. And over that year, it was probably better that I was just working, not for myself, but mostly,
Developing your
yeah,
craft.
developing my craft and, like, just being a bit too obsessive about it, and that leads to pretty rapid development in these sort of things.
Yes, a great like Peter Upham, the owner of Shire Speed and Strength, he once said to me, he's like, the only way to get better at coaching is to coach. You have to find problems and then you have to solve problems. And it's great that you actually developed as a coach outside of Raw Barbell because then when you came in, you brought new ideas. You're not a carbon copy of me. Same thing with Steve. He's not a carbon copy of me.
Yeah, we have a pretty good variety of ideas and approaches when it comes to the gym, well, I think at least.
Yeah, I completely agree. But yeah, like I'm really happy that you're here now.
As am I.
And yeah.
Back to what we were saying, it's more coincidental, serendipitous, if we're following previous lines of thought, that we started, like, I didn't know any of your personality, what interests, anything outside of, like, weightlifting and strongman. Like, I didn't know anything about you really, and it was just over a couple, like, after the coaching sessions, you're just like, you make a couple of references, I get them, I make a couple of references, you get them, and it's like, do you know all these books? It's like, yes. Do you know these ones? Yes. Okay, we've got a deeper understanding of similar
Okay,
topics.
yeah, that's actually where I started off, like with this conversation,
Yeah,
where
that
I was trying
was.
to shoot it. Can you just be mindful of the time?
Yeah,
Like,
absolutely. Just in general.
I just like around 3:15, we probably need to stop.
Yeah, no worries.
But what happened was, you had coached for us for like maybe a few weeks, and like I knew Craig better than I knew you, and I just kept going to Craig and be like, this guy's so. Like he's great at his job, but like I don't have a read on him. 'Cause you can be pretty quiet and you can also just be pretty like monotone.
Yeah, I don't know. Quite a few people have noted it and don't very show much emotion. Like, just in general, it's like, which I actually purposely try not to because I think, like, it's okay to wear your heart on your sleeve, but being pulled by everything isn't I don't like to live my life that way. I like to just like be in the state I want to be in. And most of the time, if I'm working, I want to be focused and I want to be on top of like the
What's going
craft.
on?
Yeah, exactly. Especially when I'm like just coming into a new thing. I wanted to be like on the board. I wanted to be like, this is what I'm capable of. Like, prove myself, do extra work. That's what I was focused on. And it was just like, but there's a lot of things I'm into just equally as passionate about other things.
Well, and that's the thing. I was like trying to figure out. I was like, surely there is somewhere where I can get him to just like give me some emotion, because I don't know. Like, and I like during that first bit, like I'm pretty sure I used to ask you all the time, like, are you happy? Like, are you
And
like, is this working for you? Because
yeah,
I didn't
you
know.
did. You're like, are you happy? I'm like, extremely. Like, I
He'd be
just
like, I'd be like, are you happy? And he'd be like, yes. And I'd be like, that's an answer.
anything. just, but like, I don't know. I just wasn't. I don't really like show explicitly emotion like that way. But like, I was happy. I was like, this is an unreal opportunity. I feel I'm learning so much. Like, I'm doing lots of things. I'm doing what I want to.
And then eventually, I brought up, I think we were talking about One Punch Man,
I
and it
think
started there. And like, then I was like, okay, I see, I think, maybe we do have some stuff in common. And in the back of my head, I was like, look, I hope this person is just like the same as me, but we're like just expressively very different.
Yes.
And I go,
That definitely happened.
and yeah, and then we've realized that we have the exact same interests outside of the gym.
Yeah, like all the body of like media we've consumed has like 98% carryover,
Yeah.
just like all a lot of them are very similar
And
in a
so
good
like
way.
there's only been like a few times where I've really seen you get worked up. One was when I finally realized that when we realized that we both liked Brandon Sanderson, the author, and we started discussing it, and I think we finished coaching at 7:30 and we were there until 9:30
Yeah, it was something like
just
that. And
talking
it
after
was,
the gym.
yeah, it was like outside dark,
Yeah,
outside of
like
the gym.
we were like, okay, we gotta go,
Go.
walk outside, keep talking for
Continue, and then
another
it would be
hour.
like sit down from there, separate for a bit, come back. It was a long conversation.
Then the next time was when I told him that I liked box squats.
Refer to Coach's Corner.
That's another thing. We're doing a mini podcast episode. I don't know if I'm going to put it up on the podcast channel, but it's definitely on IGTV, so you guys can check it out there. But yeah, that's how Ash started working for us. If you haven't checked out any of Ash's episodes of the Raw Barbell Pod Club podcast, they're pretty cool. We talk a lot about super total training, what's important, what's not important,
Just thoughts about training.
thoughts about training. So yeah. What's all this happening on your shirt?
So we ironed it and it just flaked apart, and we're just like, I'm not going to comment on that.
Oh,
And
okay.
just like,
I thought you have like another habit that maybe we don't have in common that you weren't going to tell me about.
ah, yes, that, oh,
The
the copious amounts of drugs I do. That's it. I'm glad this is the podcast that comes up. Let's dive into that. Thought we're going to be talking about one habit, but we're just going to like substitute it with another. Perfect. Brandon Sanderson is more or less crack cocaine for fantasy enthusiasts. Excellent segue,
Next step, strength.
Yeah.
That's a direct reference to
So it's a
Sanderson's novel.
line from Way of Kings, the first book of the Stormlight Archives, I'm pretty sure. So pretty much the Way of
No,
Kings
it's the second book. It's Words of Radiance
is
that
it
he
Words of
says.
Radiance that they say that?
Because that's when he has his f big revelation on, like, because he's
Yeah, Dalinar.
following Noadon's.
Yeah, so but it is part of the book. Go through the books, we'll see you in 3 months, and then you can like come back and understand the references. It's gonna be awesome. But like the line is, what is it? Now
What
I'm
is the most important
step a
step a man
man
can
can
take?
take.
And I literally like try to live my life by these parables
It's
that are
parables
in
that are written in this it's
fantasy
parables
world.
written within a fantasy world, and it's what is the most important step a man can take. It's not the first one, it's the next step, always the next step. And it's about like, it's very easy to start a journey. It's all the most important thing is taking the step, like always following the path, just continuing on. Like another part of it, Way of Kings, well, that's actually Oathbringer, the third one, is momentum.
Yeah.
And just like picking a direction, it's okay to not like know what the where you're gonna end up. Just the journey before destination, another line. Like it's all about.
And I think of these lines and I can see how they correspond to training.
Absolutely. Like there's so many, like I think it's a lot about just
Oh, it's life, right?
yeah,
It's
100%. I think it's just the idea of mastery is can be connected to almost all journeys and all paths, and that's what is being expressed so often in Way of Kings. It's just like what to do. Like you take the first step, you have like it's always a path you're walking, there's always things that get in your way, but it's always the journey that matters. Like in training, it's not the total. You hit a 200 kilo squat, what now? It's that's not what's important. It's the
journey that preceded it.
exactly, it's the purpose within the training. It's the what you did to get there.
Yeah, like why is it such a big deal that you squatted 200 kilos? Or, you know, like I'm chasing that goal. That's my biggest goal. You're
Exactly.
chasing that goal.
Exactly. But
But
it's
like we're both taking different paths to get there as well.
absolutely.
Mine is a lot of rows.
And mine's a lot
Yours
of squatting.
is
But it's like that is the achievement, but the achievement only warranted because of the journey. So that's the main like aspect of like Next Step Strength. Well, if I was to think of what is the theme, it would be like progress, which is just another term for journey,
Yeah.
really. But it's just like progress and what you do to get there.
So anyway, this idea of taking the next step, that's what's so cool about that is it's literally like, you know, let's say you approach, and I saw you do this with Zofia the other day when she was back squatting. She is like, we've just come out of lockdown. This is our first block back, right? She was potential, so her best squat is what, like 105?
For she was doing a set of five, and I think her best set ever was 95 for five.
Exactly. And so we put 80 kilos on the bar, was it?
Yeah,
Or 80
because she was
kilos on.
progressing, and she was like maybe 85, and I'm like, let's just go 80.
Yeah, so she goes 80 kilos, and then you know she's standing there, she's like, look, I don't know if I'm gonna get this. And I think your response, or the gist of your response was like, that is okay, let's just start with one rep and see where we go. You do the one rep, then it's the next rep, then it's the next rep, and the next rep after that. The fear doesn't have to be there. The importance or the impetus should be on just where can I go from here?
Exactly. It's always you have an action ahead of you, you take that one, you take whatever action you need to get to that next step. So it might have been a set of fives fine for her at that point, but at that point the only the step she had to take was one step, one rep, which is fine because it's still on the journey of like where is she going, what's the purpose, we're trying to get stronger legs, like tone it down, like it's just squats are getting stronger legs, how are we going to do that, we're going to get a bigger squat, what do we need to do that. The first step is do that first rep.
Yeah, and this is, and I've said this to you before because, and I know this is not actually how you feel, but I've always talked to you about like, you seem like so black and white, and if we were to think of each other as like polar opposites, I would be like the philosopher of, you know, the craft, and that's why I enjoy something like Brandon Sanderson and thing because it's so, you know, like I like to contemplate these ideas and even training methodologies and stuff. And I know you like it as well, but you know, like when you verbalize, you're pretty much always, you know, like
Scientific.
science.
I like to think about, like, because we do talk about that, and I like to think about why is my approach that way. And I think it's because I like to start with a system and then add the human element afterwards. Like, if we're talking about Brandon Sanderson, he starts with the outline and then he lets the characters develop and the human aspect develop throughout. He lets that, if we're talking about writing, you have outliners and pretty much outliners, and then people just write the whole way through. Like Stephen King is a person that just writes the whole way through. There's pros and cons to both, but I like to go system and then I add the human approach on top because a system a human is cannot implement a system very well because we're human, but a system can, but they can't do human things very well. So I start with this. This is the reps we do. This is the sets we do. This is the methodology of how we progress. And then I add the human element rather than trying to enforce strictness within the program via me. I let the program be strict and then I add the empathy,
Yeah.
if that makes sense.
Whereas,
A long way of
I
programming
guess
it.
if we talk about this from a programming point of view, and you can see this, is like, oftentimes I would write week one of the program and have a general idea of where we're going, but not have a concrete idea of where we're going. And what that allows for me, especially as someone who programs for, let's say, an unknown sport like strongman or CrossFit, whereas we take into account weightlifting, powerlifting, it's pretty known exactly what you're going to be doing. Is that the next week could be fluid. You know, like we could go on this journey together, and where in my head I thought we were going is not where we're going to end up. So if I'm training a CrossFitter, particularly a high-level CrossFitter that is having, you know, competitions come up and then they're getting cancelled and so on, like in the case of, you know, anyone who's training for like sanctional events, like we just had Torian cancelled. What are we doing for time?
Three.
It's three? Okay, cool. Like that, there's going to be a payoff in doing it that way, not having the structure in place first. Whereas, and that's part of the reason that you basically run all of the, you know, the
Because
strength
that's
programming
not
now,
scalable.
because it's not scalable. And it's obviously got to have to be at a high price point too, because of the
Absolutely.
amount of work that it takes
Exactly.
to
And
do.
it, so I like to start off at a system because in that way I try and crystallize my own thoughts with expected occurrences. So if something is difficult, what would my approach be? -3% of a exercise. I don't know, but that might be it. Input that into a system. So now I know if I see something happening, I'm like, I should change this. I'm like, what was my crystallized principle previously? Did that work? And why am I going against it now? So that's my, like, if I'm to program, like, I would still like to, like, be a bit more, I am a bit more fluid. I have the structure, and then I add the fluidity throughout so I can make adjustments, but I need a reason to make those adjustments. Because why am I second guessing myself? Like, I already made the decision. I already crystallized my thoughts. Why am I going back on the decision? So I need to be like, I thought this was the right approach. I think this is the right approach now. Okay, look at both. Which one has the most merit?
I get that. Like, that's the reason that you're doing what you're doing within Raw Barbell, right? That's the reason that you're doing the all the programming for it. It's just two approaches, and both have some merits, both have
Again,
some
like they're both
cons.
just the journeys. Like it actually, as long as the person is still walking it, it doesn't matter. Like realistically, it's just when you try and get 30 people walking that path, you can't give the attention necessary for that philosophical approach to each individual the way you would want to.
Guys, this is probably all we have time for. This has basically just been a therapy session for us.
I feel enlightened and also sad. I don't know why. It's more of a me thing.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. You can find Raw Barbell Club at Raw Barbell Club on all of our social media. So that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, TikTok.
Everything.
Everywhere you want to find us.
Messenger pigeon, like coming to you soon.
If you're interested in getting programming for us, reach out to us now. We now do programming in CrossFit, strongman, weightlifting, powerlifting, bodybuilding,
General.
general strength. Am I missing anything?
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
You come to us.
You come to us. And I can assure you that you're not going to get this type of programming from anyone else.
It's getting pretty dope.
What we're doing is pretty special and pretty cool. if you're in South Windsor and you're interested in getting better at any of those things as well, check us out. We're in a cool new space and a cool new gym.
A stylish space, if
A
you will.
stylish space, yeah. So check us out at Style Fitness. And yeah, that's it. I'll see you guys
Good
next week.
talk. See you then.
Oh, also buy thumb tape and stuff if you're interested. We now stock
Please.
Weightlifting House thumb tape, Weightlifting House barbells, and soon to be Weightlifting House bumper plates
Oh,
as
really?
well.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
Excellent.
301.
Cool. That was a short episode. We normally do an hour.
Yeah, no,
but
that.
Just
we did. We're